LBN Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdata min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. We return to the series of the Aqeedah of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Aqeedah of the Salaf al-Salih, our pious predecessors. And we spoke in the last lesson and we introduced the topic touching upon the reasons why the Muslim today, he must learn this topic of Aqeedah. And we spoke about many different reasons why it is important to do so. Continuing the topic and the reasons why, also from the reasons that a person should learn and must learn the Aqeedah, the belief system that the Prophet ﷺ, he came with, is due to the fact that one of the greatest companions, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, it was told to him by Rasulullah ﷺ when he was advised upon his trip to Yemen to give da'wah and call to the topic of Tawheed and call to the topic of Aqeedah. And this was the advice given by the Prophet ﷺ to Mu'adh. And you find and you see here that this shows and emphasizes the importance of calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling to the oneness of Allah and rectifying the understand of Tawheed and Aqeedah. The Prophet ﷺ could have chosen any topic from Akhlaq. He could have chosen any topic from the different areas of Sharia, but he chose this topic. And as we remembered in the lecture and the lesson prior, that this was the topic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told the Prophet ﷺ to call to the companions and to call to Banu Quraysh. For without a doubt, it's not a surprise that the Prophet ﷺ is giving that first advice to establish the word and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people of Yemen. For the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him in the well known hadith, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلْ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وفي رواية إلى أن يوحد الله وفي رواية إلى أن يعبد الله. And they are all sahih. The Prophet ﷺ, he advised him and he said to them, you are entering upon a people. You are entering upon a people. They are from the people of the book, from the Christians and the Jews. Let the first thing that you call them to is the testification of faith, لا إله إلا الله. And يعني, you find that from this statement, we found the importance of calling people to Tawheed and rectifying one's belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and returning the creation to recognize their creator. And we said before that once this Tawheed is rectified, once this oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established, then everything else in the believer's life becomes established as well. As we took the hadith about the heart, that if this heart is correct, then the rest of the limbs are correct. And this is a verification to that. It is a verification that once the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Aqeedah is correct, then that base, that foundation will be solid. Therefore, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able now to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, upon pure basira, upon pure certainty. And this is what we are in need of today. We are in need in a time of much uncertainty, in a time of much dispute. And when we're speaking about this uncertainty, we're not in any way, shape or form referring back to the Quran. And we're not referring back to the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the Sunnah and the Quran first and foremost will always be certain. But the problem today is that the people have become misguided and we have become confused due to our lack of understanding and our lack of knowledge and our lack of knowing where do I start? Where do I start when I want to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you find many of people, when they want to learn about Islam, they unfortunately are not guided first and foremost to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. they're not guided to the Tawheed. And you find from the greatest chapters in the Quran, the greatest surah is the well-known surah, Surah Al-Ikhlas, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And here, the ulama, they said that this makes up Thuluth Al-Quran. It makes up Thuluth Al-Quran. And therefore, why? Because of the importance of the Tawheed, the importance of the Aqeedah that's inside this surah, this chapter. It makes the important stance to teach us that this is actually the simplicity of the call of the message of Islam. It is to establish and rectify the people's beliefs upon the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why this is a simple religion. This is a religion of fitrah, a religion of natural disposition, a religion that enters the heart of the human, of mankind, just like the water enters or leaves a cup or enters into a cup. It enters very easily. Or just as if you were to cut a necklace and the pearls would fall down, this is how the belief of the oneness of Allah, it enters or it goes into the hearts of the believers. So this is the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from the greatest reasons, he told Mu'adh, let the first thing be that you call them to is the Tawheed of Allah. It is the Shahada, the testification of faith. And this is something very important. Also, we should learn the Aqeedah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our pious predecessors. Because Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described the protected and the safeguarded and the sect from the many sects that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he spoke about that will break up, and there will be, as we're going to see in this hadith, the sect that will be the winning sect and the one that is saved, the saved sect. And here we stop for a couple of seconds to understand that there must be an importance here. There must be a danger. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this sahih hadith narrated by Muslim, and upon the shart of Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in the hadith, as we're going to see, that there is a particular sect, a particular part and a party of Muslims that will be saved. And this is here, if you may, a refutation and a reply to the people that unfortunately they have not the correct understanding. When they say, what is the problem? We are all Muslims and we all follow the same Quran and we all follow this same Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is from the innocence, would like to say, and this is from the sincerity, inshallah, of the Muslims in a whole. But if this was the case, that we could walk without differing and seeing what has come from the truth and what has not come from the truth, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 years ago, he would not have spoken and reminded us about a hadith like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. Allahu Akbar. This hadith by itself, it deserves lectures and lectures. And it deserves not just the ears, it deserves the attentiveness of the hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying that the Jews, they will break up and differ. They will break up and differ into 71 sectors, different parties upon different beliefs in their own religion. They have differed and they have broken up into 71 different sectors upon their own religion. And the Christians, the Nasara, have broken up into 72 different sects inside their own religion. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he goes on to say, وَسَتَفْتَرِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى 73 فِرْقَةِ. And my Ummah, my nation, will break up into 73 different sectors. All of them are in hellfire. Allahu Akbar. All of them are in hellfire, except one. And here you find, subhanAllah, the Muslim automatically, the mu'min should stop here. And he should fear. And that fear should automatically strike a motivation in his heart to want to understand and want to know if this is the case, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الَّذِي لَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, the one that doesn't speak upon his own whims, is telling us that my ummah is going to break up upon 73 different sects. Every single sect is in the hellfire except for one. And the Sahaba, they asked him, ما هي يا رسول الله من هي يا رسول الله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said what? He said, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. And this is the key, my brother, my sister in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you the keys to paradise, if you will. He's giving you the keys to become from the sect of the saved people. And this is not, of course, what we want to be. Isn't it the case, my brother and sister, that we as Muslims, we live and we breathe and we take every step in our life in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it not that we are the people that follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad, to your people, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then love you. Is it not that you are seeking for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam? Through all the corruption in this world, and through all the calamities in this world, and through all the pain and turmoil that is happening around you, is it not that you want to become from this saved sect that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke about? He gave us the cure. He said, if you want to be upon or from the saved sect, then return back to the ones that were with me. Return back to what I was on and what I was upon and what my ashab, what my companions were upon. And then you will be from this saved sect. And the meaning of this, my brother, of course, we start with the most important topics. If we want to be upon what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon, and we want to be upon what the Sahaba were upon, the greatest, as we said, graduates of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the straight A students, then we start with the most important topics. And they are the topics of the belief of Allah, and the belief system of Allah, and the tawheed of Allah, and the aqeedah of Allah, the system that enters us to become Muslim or not to become Muslim. And that is the case. We should not be naive, my brother and sister, to the extent that we think that this religion has no boundaries, has no limits. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent down this sharia, it has different limits. And if you transgress against these limits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, not me, not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated in many verses, speaking to the ones that have transgressed against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving them wa'id, giving them the promise of hellfire. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa ghafoor rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most merciful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shadidul iqab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the most severe in his judgments. So there are boundaries. So let us return and take the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we return back to what it is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on, and how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believed, and how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you would find, my brother, even to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions would strive and yearn to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even to the extent that they would mimic the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endlessly. You find the very small example, which is very important, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading the prayer at one time, and during the prayer he realized and remembered that a dog had licked or had touched or had affected his shoe. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took off the shoe while he was in prayer and he threw the shoe with his leg. You find that the companions, they straight away did the same thing. And he's going to show us how eager the companions were to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the smallest of matters, my brother. The matter of throwing the shoe. Yani subhanAllah, today if you were to see your imam, you might see this action of being insignificant and only be something for him. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions knew that the salvation in the dunya and the salvation in the akhirah comes in mimicking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us return and take the advice of this hadith and return back to the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and the way his companions were upon, especially here we're speaking about in the important, most important topic, and that is the belief and believing and having the correct belief system as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions did. Also, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described this sect with them to be from the people that are successful. He said, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ. And here the word ظاهرين المفسرون, and the people of Hadith, they said المعنى منصورين النصر لقوله تعالى. Also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, to show us another evidence, he says فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين. Here in Surah As-Saf we find that this is a evidence to what we have said when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين, that there will continue to be, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will continue to be a section or a part or a part of my community or a people from my ummah that will continue to be ظاهرين. And they said, the people of Hadith, they said this means they will continue to be successful. They'll continue to be successful. And the evidence that we took from the Quran in Surah As-Saff, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيَّدَنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. Also here, فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking in Surah As-Saff, and they have become, the people that have triumphed. ظاهِرِينَ, successful as well. So we see here as well, my brother and sister in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that it will continue to be a part of my people or a community or a sector of my people that will continue to be successful. Who are they? They said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ظاهرين على الحق, upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. Muslim وغيره. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and they'll continue, these people, to be successful upon the truth, upon the haqq. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. Allahu Akbar. This is a very important characteristic that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes to tell us about. He says, not only will these people, this ta'ifa, this sector, this part of my community, they'll continue to be successful, but they'll continue to be upon the haqq and they'll continue to have the trait that they are not worried about the people that betray them and the people that go against them and the people that try to humiliate them and the people that try to defame them. And this is one of the traits of the believers, my brother and sister in Islam, that they are upon the haqq and they do not look towards whoever tries to bring them down. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion is enough, and they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for them, and that they know that walking upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is enough. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. It does not harm them when others try to harm them. And yes, of course, my brother and sister in Islam, this is a trait that takes practice. But this is the traits of the real believers. Even though you might have a harm inside your heart, you might feel distressed, but you rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was from the traits of the ghuraba, the people that were strange, the strangers that had come before us in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions and after, that many tried to come and try to harm them and defame them, but they relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was enough for them. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. Until the time of their death comes and they are upon the truth, continuing to be like this. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مثل أمتي مثل المطر لا يدرى أوله خير أو آخره. Muslim. Also here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's speaking about his nation, the first of them and the last of them, or the end part of them. He says, my ummah, my ummah is like the rain that comes down from the sky. لا يدرى أوله خير أو آخره. It's not certain to say that which one has the more better, or which one has more خير, which one has more greatness and good, the start of them or the last of them. And here you find the people of hadith, they spoke and quoted about this hadith, that they were strangers at the start, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and himself, and the ones that followed him, they were strangers, and everyone found them to be strange with what they had come with from the oneness of Allah and from this new religion of Islam that had gone against their forefathers and had gone against the religion of Bani Quraysh. And the last of them, meaning from the last part of the ummah, which we can say we are classified to be from them, the ulama, they said, if they follow the last part, if they follow the same footsteps as these people that had come in the start, i.e. the companions and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then here this hadith is giving the meaning that they will have the same khair, they will have the same benefit and the same goodness that the first they had. And this is a great achievement for any of us, my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam, to be described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be similar or the same as his beloved companions, all by but doing what? By adhering and returning back again to the same path that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on and the companions were on. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the example of al-matar, of the rain that comes down from the sky. And we know that, my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives examples of his creation in good, you find that the rain when it comes down and it touches the earth, it gives salvation and it rejuvenates the plants and it gives life after the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here has chosen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to speak in that way in order to show us that the companions are like life. They were like life. They would give life to the people. مثل أمتي مثل المطر. They are like the rain that comes down. They are like the rain that comes down. And this is the case of the Muslim. And this is the case of the mu'min. Is that when he calls to the tawheed and to the aqidah and to the foundation and the belief system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives life to that person by the will of Allah. He gives life to that person. how he returns that heart that is hard and blackened, he returns them back to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the case of the matar, that is the case of the rain that comes down and touches the earth that is barren. It rejuvenates that earth by the will of Allah, and it makes that earth back to life in green, therefore giving it life. Therefore, that is the condition of the believer upon La ilaha illallah. That is the condition upon the believer that follows the correct belief as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, not adding or taking away, not adding or taking away. He is as the rain that comes down. He gives and rejuvenates the hearts of the believers that were once barren, and now he rejuvenates them and gives them life in order now to worship Allah. And how and what a great condition that is. What a great condition that is in a time, my brother and sister, where many, many hearts are barren, and many, many hearts are dead, and many, many hearts are in need to be revived, are in need of this rain. For you and I to call and to revive and to give this resuscitation back to the hearts of mankind in order they are able to return back to the worship of the Creator. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.